broadcasting live from somewhere in the desert, posting up truth like a stamp in the corner of a letter. It's Leander Grace, that loud. Amid lies, we seek truth. Amid truth, we awaken. And once awakened, we speak truth everywhere. Now we're opening night and powering to reveal what's been hidden in plain sight. It's time for Leander Grace Out Loud, because your silence will not protect you. Oh, good evening once again on this Tuesday evening, and a hearty hello to all you folks out there. Let me check my volume as it were. There we go. Good volume. And a great big shout out to all you MAGA patriots, maybe an Anon or two, and those listening Space Force and Spirit Rangers, but mainly the Space Force Rangers and those that keep us safe at night. Great big shout out to you, and a thank you. We want to welcome you to Tuesday's interlocution here on Holistic Truth Radio, part of a NatStream network. We broadcast here on Blog Talk Radio. It is Tuesday, April 16th. It's just halfway through this month. You just blink and it's going like a small town. It's Tuesday, April 16th, 2024, and we're broadcasting live from the high mountain desert. Our goal today, as it is every day, is to help relieve suffering through empowerment by shining our light on and getting to the holistic truth. I am your host, Leander Grace. It's good to be back with you here on Tuesday. We got a lot of shaking up and baking up going on, some rearranging of the schedules coming up. We'll let you know about that, but it's good to be back with you all here this evening here on Holistic Truth on Interlocution Tuesday, as we continue to hold a space of peace, love, and grace, continuing in solidarity with the patriots worldwide as the Great Awakening continues to accelerate across the face of the earth. And I want to tell you what, the whole world is watching what's going on. The whole world is seeing what's happening in New York. The whole world is seeing the absolute bastardization of our law, of our Constitution, and they're watching to see what we the people are going to do. Mm-hmm. So what are we the people going to do? Well, we're going to go ahead and have an interlocutionary session here this evening, take a look at where we're at and what's coming up. So remember, too, as you listen to the broadcast, to the podcast, Pod People, we love you, too. Question everything. We're not part of the mainstream media, the legacy media. I do not expect you to take me at my word. It's not my place to convince you. I'm here to shed some light. So, therefore, research what you hear so that you can own your own experience. And when I say that, it's about owning your experience and learning this for yourself, seeing the picture unfold as we give you these little pieces of information and interlocution and stuff like that we're doing. All right, so let's talk a little bit before we go into the program, because I'll end up getting lost in it. I'll tell you, I will. I'll be looking all up in it and seeing what's going on, and then I'll lose track of some of the housekeeping things. But I want to let you know, we see in May, beginning in May, that we'll be having some programming changes. The hours will change that will be broadcasting. Not the time that we start, but the time that we finish. We'll be expanding some of the time because they got, you know, they're trying to censor everything, and we're going to talk a little bit about that this evening. And so we're going to louder and talk more often and talk for a longer period of time. And we may even be inviting other people to come onto the program and talk with us. We'll see how that goes. Even some of our callers, perhaps. We'll see how that goes. We'll see. So the schedule changes will probably be going. We're going to be working up to a steady 5 days a week. And the exception will be except if President Trump has a rally or an event or some other thing like that, then they will definitely be taking precedent. You know, that'll be taking precedent over whatever I've got to say, because I want to listen to what President Trump has to say. So we're going to be changing Mondays. Instead of Empathic Channel, we're going to be changing Mondays to MAGA Monday. We may or may not still be keeping Empathic Channel. It depends on how many hours a day and whether it's one or two sessions. We'll see how it goes. But beginning in May, we'll be going to, then Tuesdays will be our interlocution, and then Wednesdays, Holistic Truth, and then Thursdays, the Denimly Speaking. What we might end up doing is just making Monday MAGA Mondays and all the rest of it Holistic Truth and squeezing in some Empathic Channel there on the side. Or we might just have it every night along with Holistic Truth. We'll see. I'm in prayer about it. I'm seeing what the best way is to work the way up to it. But we will keep on Fridays Scriptures and Scuttlebutts. And I'm reminding folks, this Friday we're going to be talking about Passover, Pesach. We're going to talk about Seder Supper, stuff like that. And because that's the holiday, according to the calendar, that's what's next. That's what's next. And so we'll talk about what's next on Friday, because that'll be the next broadcast for Scriptures and Scuttlebutt. So having said all that, that's some good exciting stuff coming on. I want to go ahead and draw your attention to our announcement, and it might end up being a nightly announcement, that I am sorry to announce that many in Congress are still lying to you and Biden sucks. I just want to let you know we're keeping up on current events. I mean, that is the category of this program. So in your media, is aside from the fact that Congress is lying and Biden sucks, the media is being completely censored, and one station in particular, one channel in particular, is One American News Network. Let me get a drink. This is a drinking topic here. It's coffee, but it's a drinking topic. That and being in the desert and having a little bit of a dry mouth going on. That's what happens sometimes. But our media is being censored. Now, Newsmax has run into some problems. Other stations have run into some problems. But I want to speak specifically about One America News Network. Now, I'm able to get One America News Network and watch them. You know, I have news on all day except for a few hours and during a power nap. It happens. It happens. There are requirements to this gift, and resting in between bouts of intensity is one of them. And I don't apologize, but from time to time I will explain. But the media is being censored. Now, we all know about fact checkers and, you know, all of that stuff, and they set themselves as having a higher mind and opinion and a greater knowledge of all that is, aside from those of you who are diggers and memers and the information out there, and they want to hush you up. And one news station in particular, because they have a big habit of telling the truth a lot about topics that the mainstream media either doesn't want to or they're not allowed as hosts and media readers to tell us. But there's a lot of information on One American News Network that is not getting to the mainstream media folks, and I'll bring some of it up here on the program this evening so that you can get a taste for it. But mainly, what I want to draw our attention to is what now is becoming known as the censorship industrial complex, and this has to do with the 320, you know, the all of the things that's going on in Congress now, talking about the different social media groups being either warned, coerced, paid to, wink-winked into, censoring news articles that the corrupted people in government don't want us to know. Understand that not everybody in government is bad. We're going to get to that in a minute with the censorship. It kind of all goes together, so I'm going to go ahead and bring it out. The government is not your enemy, nor is the government your friend. And we, the people, are not to be governed. I want to say that again. We the people are not to be governed. The business of we the people is entrusted to be governed to the three branches of government. And then we have a fourth estate, which is the press, which has been hostage and held for ransom and paid for and paid off and all that for a very long time. So we have a government that's neither a friend nor our enemy, but it has been held hostage by hostile enemy forces within it. We know we got the plum book. We got all these other bad actors. They're all part of these, I wash your back, you wash mine. I break this rule, you break that one. You know, I pretend I'm following the rules, and you clap your hands like a seal in encouragement of me. That's what's going on. It's not the rule of law anymore, not since President Trump hasn't been behind the Resolute Desk. What we're seeing play out in front of us is absolute corrupt government. Absolutely. And the fourth estate, you know, the media, anytime somebody's getting their hackles up and getting the truth out, well, my goodness, they got to be censored. So now we have a self-appointed news guard, guardian of the news. Basically, they are a news guard. They're guarding the airwaves from the news, from the truth. You know, and this isn't against any particular station or any particular anchor or news reader or any of those folks, but there's a lot of fluff on mainstream media, and they're following a story ad nauseum rather than bringing in some of the other topics of truth. Now, it's not necessarily the people in front of the camera who are to blame. They have bosses and families and a budget. But they're holding the line, and they're anchoring for the most part, and they're trying their best to get the truth out to us, mostly, most of them, some. But over on One American News, it's a fairly young crew, not all of them. They're seasoned journalists as well. But I want to tell you, you're more apt to get the truth from that station, at least more of it. They'll tell you about what vaccinations, they'll tell you about the things that the other news media out, the election being stolen. They'll talk about and tell you these things that other news stations aren't able to, and they could use some sponsorship now. I want to tell you, if you go to OAN, you know, oneamericanews.com, and you go there, it's only $4.99 a month. I'm a member. I support them. One American News Network, because they've got NewsGuard and all these other folks that are putting commercial, retail, commerce, right, pressure through non-government organizations to censor these. And so someone in government who's got a snoot full of themselves thinks they're bigger and badder and decided that these people over here on One American News who are telling the truth, they don't need to be on the airwaves. Since they don't want on the airwaves, they created this great big censorship people called NewsGuard, and now they got this steady diet of bullshit coming at you. And anything that is of high nutrition in the news realm and have truth, well, then they just label it as junk food. Now, that's simplistic and paraphrased of whatever, but you get the picture. And so if there is a way to not allow One American News Network on the mainstream media news, then they'll try to find a way. And if they can't get it out of the airwaves completely, let me get a drink, then they'll find a way to slander it, just like they do every other piece of truth that patriots are putting out on social media, and it's getting banned and getting edited and getting fake news, and I don't even know what they do. I'm on it so little anymore. I'm hardly ever on it. But we need to remember that the government is neither our friend nor our enemy. The government is there are people that work within the government realm, within the constitutional law, that are busy about the business of the people. We all want to do trade and commerce. Well, there's so many and so much and so many things to consider. Congress is going to take care of that by representation and by senatorial authority. And then the Constitution has rules within which Congress must and shall. There's musts and shalls and shall nots and better not. There's no we hope you don't in there. It's not suggestion, it's law. So there you have that. And I got to talk about some law tonight that I it's got to do a little bit of explanatory. A little bit of explanatory came my way. So I want to do some explanatory about that. So the things that we will be talking about tonight, Israel is our ally. We're going to be talking about the Trump trial, Olamur Khan. He's begging for the Bivens. We'll be talking, that's Bivens with a V, not a D, with a Victor, not a Delta. And so we'll go briefly over the Mayorkas impeachment. It will be self-explanatory. And then reasonable listening legislation. We're going to talk about 702 a little bit and talk about some things that came to light for me. And once again, I'll be giving you guys the lowdown on the hoedown of where you can do your search and research and all that stuff to come to your own opinions about it. So I wanted to hit that right off the bat is, and if you want to support OAN, you can go to, you can use the hashtag #StandWithOAN, #StandWithOAN, and the other hashtag is #StopCensorship. And by using these hashtags, hopefully we'll be able to bring enough attention to the people that we can get some form of action against the censorship crowd that's keeping the truth tellers of OAN who meet all other criteria of the big boys, if I can just put the Cliff Notes version of the explanation out there, they're capable of competing and meeting all the criteria of the mainstream media, but pressure of commercial and otherwise, and I'm going to say government pressure through non-government organizations that are organized for the very purpose of interfering with constitutional law without it being the government themselves. Yeah, it's a plan. But remember that we the people are not governed. The business of the people is entrusted to be governed by those that we elect representatively and senatorially. But not we the people. And that is what self-governed means. It doesn't mean that we're self-governed because we simply elect people to govern us. We don't elect parents. We don't elect authorities. We give people positions of authority for a period of time by our voice and our vote to execute the business of the nation under the guidelines of the Constitution. And by the way, the first 10 say, don't do these to the people. It's law. It's not a suggestion. It's not an afterthought. Well, it is an amendment. So that was what they realized is they had all of this stuff, but they didn't have anything that directly says the people are in power and you can't do these things to them. And the first 10 amendments, the reason why they wrote them is because those are all of the abhorrent things that the British and other otherwise tyrannical forces that were in the continent and the colonies were doing to them. So they wrote this from experience. Let me get a drink. And not just their own experience, but generational experience up until that point. So it wasn't just these young whippersnappers that were writing it. There were some elders that they were receiving counsel from, I'm sure. They have parents. They had grandparents. They may not have been on the same continent, but the Postal Service that worked through the ships, they eventually were able to interact. And the reason that I bring this up now is because there seems to be still some kind of a push to separate the youngers from the elders. They want to separate the newly up-and-comings from the wisdom that is there and available to teach them why these time-honored traditions are important, as well as following the law of the land, which is what's going to keep us from self-destructing. It is the authority of we the people, not the authority of the government. The Constitution is the voice of we the people. The Constitution itself speaks to all of these branches as directors of their actions, which is why when there's an oath that's being sworn, we're not swearing fidelity to people, places, things, objects, and memories. When we're sworn in as service members and soldiers in the militia, we're sworn in to defend and protect the Constitution of the United States. We're to protect the voice of the people, which is enshrined in the Constitution of the United States. It's beautiful when you start taking a look at it and understand that this speaks for us, not against us. And why is there confusion? Because the law has been used up till now to batter a lot of people so that they start saying they're looking for ways to get, there's so many laws up in all the people's business. No wonder folks are looking for ways around them. And if they find their ways around a little law, well, they'll just find their way around a big law. And pretty soon there's no more respect for the law, nor is there respect for our nation, nor is there respect for each other. Here we are. Tuesday's interlocution. The government is not our friend. The government is not our enemy. The government is what we set up to use the voice of we the people according to our wishes to carry out about the business of we the people. Now, not all of us are experts in anything that's required necessarily to run the business of the people, so that's why we have to elect a whole bunch of folks from a lot of different backgrounds that are highly qualified as well. We've got doctors in Congress. We've got networking geeks in Congress, no disrespect, brothers and sisters of the nerd variety. We've got mathematicians in there. We've got farmers in there. We've got businessmen in there. And we have a lot of politicians. We have all of these people that have trades and have backgrounds and have skills and knowledge and maturity and good judgment. And then we have a lot of politicians, people that got into politics for the sake of politics because politics become increasingly more difficult for those who represent the voice of we the people and defend and protect the Constitution to be heard and to be effective because there are so many politicians. How many politicians? Watch the vote. Watch the votes. We've got an impeachment coming up. We'll talk about that in a little bit on the next hour. But I do want to talk about Israel is our ally. I want to say that again because I love the way that sounds. The nation of Israel is our ally. One more time for those in the back. The nation of Israel is our ally. Now, when you listen to Sabrina Singh, who is the Pentagon press lady person, when asked about whether if Israel asked our help or not, if we would help, her response was, we don't want to see a wider war. Okay, that didn't answer the question at all. But I think what they're trying to say is officially, according to what she was saying, this stance evidently that they're trying to use to represent we the people, which is not at all representative to 85% of the population that backs Israel. That what she was saying in essence was, we're not going to get involved, but we'll cheer and look helpful. Because what's going on, you see, is the regime's loyalties are split, just like Obama. Remember, we know this is Obama's third term. There's signs of Obama everywhere, and we'll talk about that. The fundamentally changing of America. Now, I've been listening to a lot of news, so some people's words are going to get in here, and if I don't credit you with the words, it's just because there's so many words, so there's so much to say. But understand that if I mockingbird your words, it's because I hurt you, and I thought they were good enough to share. So there you have that. So the fundamentally changing of America, that's what Obama set out to do when he first came in. And the very next thing he did was absolutely insult the Judeo-Christian religion by reading from the scriptures and saying, and making a mockery of it. That's what he did. Right off the bat, and then swore he was born in Hawaii, and they did all that fake stuff, and we know he was born in Kenya. He wasn't qualified for the office. But what? I digress. He lifted sanctions on Iran, just like Obama. Biden did as soon as he got in office. Started sending them cash, releasing money for them to use, just like Obama. had our UN person abstained from a UN veto vote that would have backed Israel, just like Obama, insulting and undermining Judeo-Christian values offhandedly, passive-aggressively, and in our face, just like Obama. In fact, and ignoring the orders of the court, just like Obama. The one thing he hasn't done yet that I know of is he hasn't droned and killed innocent Americans without due process or a trial. Let me get a drink. So the insulting and undermining of Judeo-Christian values, you know, we have this whole Easter debacle that went on at the White House and putting Trans Day ahead of Christian values. Another incident that I thought was absolutely abominable that Obama did back in his tyrannical reign was when he had the menorah during Hanukkah decorated with the Statue of Liberty and flags and things like that. And it's total misuse. That's the same as Marduk taking the vessels of the temple and using them to salute his god, Mene. Mene, Tekel, Upharsin. It's the same kind of abomination of a worship item. I just thought I'd throw that in there. So he's doing everything fundamentally like Obama, fundamentally changing and opening the border wide open. You know, this is a whole different exercise in replacement theology. You know, usually when we talk about replacement theology and its errors in teaching, we're talking about how Christians replace Jews in God's heart, and we know that's all BS. And we've argued that out in several episodes, and we might end up doing it again on Friday, just to remind people that God is not done with Israel, and he has promises to Judah, and God keeps his promises. So part of the replacement theology, now remember, I think it was Sean Hannity back in 2009 or 2010, he was showing us the picture of Obama walking lackadaisically across a tarmac, and in his hand was the book with the title of Post-American World, which in itself advertises and telegraphs his desire to completely undermine everything of American values, and he has placed several terrorists amongst us, made sure they got through the border one way or the other, and there's terrorists amongst us, just as there were before. So open the border really wide and make it very difficult through legislation and judicial challenge for those state authorities to do what the federal authority refuses to do, and that's exercise its constitutional authority and obligation to protect we the people. But they're also bankrupting our economy. They're taking our money. Remember, we're on a social contract that should be self-feeding, self-replenishing, and growing in abundance. And that's not what's happening. Every bit of our abundance, every bit of the cream of the crop that we make is being siphoned off and given to everybody else, used for everything else except we the people. Bankrupting the economy. Now, there's a whole bunch of stuff that I want to talk about on another broadcast that we've talked about on the previous broadcast about the bankrupting of America and the economy, but they're trying to bankrupt our economy, and they're imprisoning Americans while there's carte blanche for criminal entrants. And they're criminal entries. They're criminals as soon as they come over. There's all kinds of paperwork being shuffled by Mayorkas and that, and we'll talk about that. But he's also using DACA as a weapon of promise and threat. You know, all of those little kids that came in and got qualified under DACA and are now not little kids, they still have a promise and a threat hanging over their heads, so they're not resting. And the carrot and the stick. And one of the latest things is that we've got flyers now that are flying around in Mexico. They're being distributed by Mexican non-government organizations. Again, they're doing the dirty work. They're forming non-government organizations and pumping money into it. Who? Oh, all of those dark people that are working together, even internationally still. And the flyers that are distributed, this comes out from the Gateway Pundit, that the flyers that are being distributed by the Mexican non-government organization instructs illegal aliens to vote for Biden in upcoming U.S. elections. Quote, we need another 4 years of his term to stay open. That's the information that's coming out from the non-government organizations. And there's a lot of stuff they're hearing on the wire, too. We'll talk about what they're hearing on the wire. So DACA has been a lure and a trap, promise the goal and never deliver. And that's a lot of what we're seeing with the BS that's coming out of some of those people who are politics in Washington. And they're not patriots. They're politics. They're politicians, not patriots. Patriots can be politicians and politicians can be patriots. But there are some politicians that love this open border. They yell in your face and go on social media and go on the mainstream media and yell, fix the border, fix the border, fix the border. But when it comes to a vote, they vote against fixing the border. They want it open. They want their numbers changed. They want more butts in the seat. And they're not really caring and thinking and decide, you know, considering what's happening to we the people that are getting raped, pillaged, plundered, and otherwise destroyed from the inside out, because those who are supposed to be there for us, our backup, have been hamstringed. So they can't help us. But Texas is holding the line, and it's leading the way as well with Operation Lone Star, and more states are modeling the Texas legislation. Iowa governor has signed some new immigration bill into law. They're protecting their borders at the state level because they're obligated to by the federal constitution to do so if the federal executives are failing to act. And it's by design. It has to be. All of this is too precisely organized against we the people and against our own laws and workarounds, and there's just too many people involved to think that this is by accident. Did we miss something? Yeah. We missed everything being built around us. While we were yelling at this, they were building that, and we didn't learn that trick until very lately. But hopefully we've learned it well, and going forward, we'll make better decisions as we the people. Now that we understand the role the government's really supposed to play is not to govern us, but to be responsible for the governing of the business of we the people and the nation. Sometimes they get in the way, but they got a job to do because we assigned that to them. And sometimes it goes very slowly because it needs to be slowly and talked about rationally and thoughtfully, except in the case of an emergency like an invasion at the southern border, which is a time right now when people are failing to act. That's all it is. You can't make it any other way. Now I'm going to go ahead and play, if I can find it. I'm scrolling through my whatchacallit here, and let me see if I can find it. I'm looking for a very specific song, and I can't find it. If I can't find it in a second, then I'll go ahead and play something else. But I think, nope, it's lost in the dust here, and it's hard to talk and search at the same time. I am your host, Leanna Grace. We're going to go ahead and go into a break here. We'll be back on the other side, and we'll be talking about the Trump trial, Oliver Kahn. We're going to keep it short. No, I couldn't possibly. We'll talk also about the Mayorkas impeachment, maybe not in that order. and then the reasonable listening legislation. I think we're going to talk about that next when we come back. We'll talk about number four when we come back from the break, and we'll do it out of order because, well, you know, that's just kind of how we roll from time to time. I am your host, Leanna Grace. We're just going to pick a song and go with the song, and a great reminder that the election was stolen, and we all know it. So let's listen to Carrie Lake. 81 million votes, my ass. We'll be back.
If you would have told me 2 years ago, 3 years ago, that I would be in the middle of a political movement, I would have said, put down Hunter's crack pipe. Right now. Right now.
I can't afford the groceries. I can't afford your gas. It's fine inflation across the nation.
81 million votes my ass. Hey! 81 million votes my ass.
You failed and failed back better. You middle finger to middle class.
They've pissed off an already pissed off woman.
81 million votes my ass.
Crime was committed in broad daylight. We're living on planet crazy.
Got a laptop full of China. Hookers and blows and crack. And the diary's got Creepy Joe in the shower.
81 million votes my ass. Hey, 81 million votes my ass.
Walker Molotov is word salad. That even the Democrats waiting in the wings is a thing called Hillary.
81 million votes my ass. Hey, 81 million votes my ass.
And at first I chuckled. I said, oh my gosh, Hillary Clinton is actually talking about me? That's funny. And then I got to thinking, maybe that's not funny. Oh my gosh, help, help.
Hey!
And I just want you all to know, I'm in perfect health. We've recently had our automobile serviced, and the tires are good, and the brakes are in good order, and I am not suicidal.
My red and white and blue is broken.
81 million votes my ass. 81 Joe, don't make me laugh.
2,000 mules got busy. Stuffing 45
what they did, and I will not let these bastards get away with it.
81 million votes my ass. 81 million votes my ass.
He had the swamp going after him, and he was still getting stuff done. And now we have stumbling, bumbling Joe.
Hey!
I miss the bull in the china shop.
Hey!
I miss the mean tweets. I miss Donald Trump. 81 million votes. My ass.
Amid lies, we seek truth. Amid truth, we awaken. It's Leanna Grace Out Loud, because your silence will not protect you. Oh, no, our silence will not protect us. Our silence will get us blocked up into a corner. And we're going to talk a little bit about some of the silence and that won't protect us. And I want to talk briefly, very briefly, about Section 702. Oh, yeah, we're going to talk a little bit about FISA. Now, you know, last time I was on the air talking about FISA, I made the statement that there is no way that you can write any kind of legislation that will make this constitutional. And I was right, and I was wrong. All right. So here's the thing. What we have to remember is that the difference between good legislation and bad legislation sometimes is the way that it's used or misused. And I want to use guns pistolas as an example. Guns don't kill people. People kill people using guns. And as I scoured through and I did a deep thingy and a big think over the Fourth Amendment, and I went through none of the modifications, just the bare bones of what Section 702, that's where they get to listen in, it says, I have to look at it as a piscatted as a tool that can be used well or misused just as well. And let me explain what I mean. The Fourth Amendment reads, the right of the people to secure in their persons, to be secure. Let me make this a little bit bigger so I can read it. I got a little graphic going here. It's just my bifocals and that. All right, so the Fourth Amendment reads, the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrants shall issue but upon probable cause supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. Now, I listened intently to the House Speaker of the House speak about this, and I went back and I found some data on it, and I actually found a little flip chart, kind of a PDF, almost a PowerPoint presentation about 702, Section 702, how it's supposed to be used, and the point at which the listeners that are listening via 702 would happen to hear an American speaker and would, without warrant, decide to dig deeper. And as I listened to it be explained, is that I went through the information and I went through the rules that already exist. What I've come to the conclusion is that this Section 702 in and of itself does not violate the Fourth Amendment of the Constitution. And the key words is unreasonable and probable cause. So I want to tell you that if Juan is trying to orchestrate with an American counterpart who's an American citizen the best way to smuggle children in, and one of the listeners hear that, I want them to drill down on John Smith and find out how many children, where they're coming from, and how we can interdict the delivery. In this regard, when we see it used appropriately, when it's used reasonably, when it's used according to the way it's laid out to be used, and we have good people at the helm, that's the questionable part, then this does not violate the Fourth Amendment, because the very fact that they're communicating with someone on the delivery of children gives the listener probable cause. Now, we know that on the highway of American Highway, that if there's probable cause, an officer of the law can search a vehicle. We also know that that probable cause has been abused. We know that there's bad cops. There's also bad 702 listeners, for lack of a better way to refer to them as. So when I took a step back and I saw the steps and what is supposed to happen, the only way that this is going to become unconstitutional if it's intentionally misused unconstitutionally, because it is reasonable to search and seize when you are overhearing a conversation between Jose or Juan or Isel, whatever is Hispanic over there, talking to John Smith over here, and it's intercepted on the line. I want them to drill down deeper and find out who John Smith is, where he is, who else are his people, Where it becomes a problem is when they get too overzealous and go more than two hops and decide that they have a degree of separation that's meaningful when it could just be arbitrary. Let me get a drink. So it's not the 702 itself from what I'm looking at. I'm inviting everybody else to take a look also. But it is the misuse of the legislation itself that led to people feeling comfortable to spy on the campaign, to spy on Americans. And the reason that they would do that is because they've got something that they want to find out before somebody else finds out. They don't want you telling. Do they know this yet? Listening for dirt so that if you actually have some truth to tell against somebody, they say, well, yeah, what about this? Well, I want to tell you my life's been an open book for longer than I know. So I'm not really too worried about that. Anything that can be discovered has been discovered. But for the average American, tool is used properly. It does not violate the Fourth Amendment in and of itself the way it's written. Now, I'm all for increasing the penalties for overstepping these and violating the Constitution by misusing this tool. As soon as this tool is misused, it's treason. It's against the Fourth Amendment. It's a Fourth Amendment violation if you misuse this tool. That's how dire, that's how broad, how powerful this tool is. And as I've taken a look and done the investigation that I should, that I think we all should be doing, I think you'll find, as I did, that this is a very useful tool. And when used properly, it is reasonable it's reasonable. It's a reasonable search and seizure. If misused, it's a violation of a Fourth Amendment right. Plain and simple. So as far as all that goes, with 702, I've come to terms with it as written, done the dive that I needed to do to see what I needed to see. So yeah, is it a scary legislation to me still? Absolutely. It's some spooky stuff what they can do. But I say let's not cut off the legs of those who are finding kids and finding terrorists. Let's not cut off the legs of those who are walking their way to the indictment. Let's not do that. So we have a little bit more time. I may or may not get to the Trump trial. I want to get to the Trump trial, but I do want to talk about the Mayorkas impeachment. We've already talked about, just like Biden, fundamentally changing America. But the Mayorkas impeachment is much more insidious, much more. He's come out every day and said the border's not open. The border's closed. He's lying to you. He's lying to you. Because they've set up, you know, and he uses the words, we've set up means, but yeah, they've set up, but they haven't removed anybody. They release them out. The law says you shall remove them. The law doesn't say release them into the wild and hope they don't spawn. It says shall be removed. So intentionally, Mayorkas is not enforcing the law, that the very law that he swore to enforce, protect, defend, all of the yada yada stuff. So, and I want to ask you guys this. Something else has come up, and I was talking to a neighbor because I needed to get another head on this. You know, it's like, what would – I hear a lot of things about, you know, we don't want to fund Ukraine, we don't want to do this. But, well, it's been proposed also that if Ukraine wants money, they can borrow it. That's an option. And as far as Israel go, Israel is our ally. I think we've got that now. So why would we not help them? But what I want to ask my listening audience is ask you, what does it look like to when I hear the words, we need to fund the border first, what does that look like? What are we not funding at the border? And would increased funding at the border be used appropriately? We already know Mayorkas is breaking every rule known to the Constitution just so they can flood all these illegal immigrants in there and change the voting balance and the representation balance and bankrupt us through all of these gimmies. So should he be impeached? Oh, I think absolutely. And remember, the House has one box. The Senate has two boxes. And then after he's impeached, it's up to and including removal of office and all those things. Once he's impeached and removed from office, then criminal charges can ensue. That's according to the Constitution. Then he's at the mercy of the people. Right now he's at the mercy of the Senate. And there's a lot of hullabaloo about whether Chuck Schumer is going to actually allow for a fair hearing of the evidence. He can either follow the Constitution or get arrested for treason, too. I mean, he can make his choices, but we the people will hear the evidence either on the floor or through social media or through alternative news media, through OAN or through one of the other mainstream medias if they're given permission to tell the truth. I'm still waiting for a free press. Be wonderful to have one. We don't have one yet. We're working on it, from what I understand. So the question is, what is funding the border crisis look like? We know that Texas and them are taking over because any money that we put them, Warriorcus is just going to use it however he wants. The people who are not doing the right thing are just going to misuse the money that we send them just the way that you're misusing the money that we're sending them now. So my question is, what is funding the border crisis look like? And I would say it's, rather than funding it, that we should legislatively back it and do a full court press at the state level if the federal government won't move. And there's not anything that the federal government can do except continuously challenge us with the judicial review, and then we know where everybody stands, don't we? So there we have that. So in the few minutes that we have left, we've only got about 10. I wanted to talk a little bit more about Israel being our ally, but I think we got that. I think we know. So let's talk about this Trump trial a la Mershon. It is begging for the Bivens. He's doing so many things at the bench in the robe under the color of law. He's pretending that the proclamations that he's making are lawful, and they're not. They're tyrannical and anti-constitutional. And they keep saying no one's above the law, neither is the ones in the robes. They're not. We have a beautiful system of checks and balances written into the constitutional law if we just read them and apply them. Let me get a drink. Under the color of law, judge or acting justice, I guess, is what, in any way, Mershon. Under the color of law, he's initiated a gag order. While President Trump is under the gag order, his daughter, the judge's daughter, Mershon's daughter, is running her mouth and getting campaign contributions for, Biden and Harris. And running her mouth against President Trump. Cohen's running his mouth against President Trump. From what I understand, I haven't seen it, haven't heard it, but it's been reported that Stormy Daniels is running her mouth against President Trump, or at least about the case itself. Understand that all of these people are setting narratives. They're all involved in this trial, and they're all setting their narratives out there to be tried in the court of public opinion. In the meantime, President Donald J. Trump is obeying the unreasonable and unlawful bench order saying that he has to not be, he can't exercise his First Amendment right. He can't defend himself. He can't talk about this person, that person, the dog named Boo, none of that. Why? Because Mershon says so. Which is antithetical to everything that the Constitution is written about, that one person would have that much power over another person unless they're in prison. And even then, you can't get them to shut up, no matter how much you tell them to. So what is this illegal order that's being seemingly accepted and somehow expected to be enforced from the bench that says that this defendant doesn't have a right to speak? Not only that, it all boils down to the very same thing of election interference, because Donald J. Trump should be out on the campaign trail campaigning for his next term in office. He is the candidate, the Republican candidate. And so we've got this Judge Merchan, who everybody and their brother gets to flap the flippy gums about the trial, about the whole thing. Everybody else gets to flap the flippy gums and make all kinds of money from it. But Donald Trump doesn't get to miss a day. He doesn't get to be at the argument at the Supreme Court because the judge has him sitting there. He doesn't get to see his child's graduation, but it'll only happen once in a lifetime because he has him sitting there. The judge has him sitting there. You sit there. You don't talk, you sit there. There's a lot of other things she isn't able to attend because the judge says, no, you sit there. You understand this? This gentleman, who is the presumptive nominee for the Republican Party for the President of the United States, is being talked to and treated like a child. And because he's a big old bully in a black robe, he thinks that he's going to get away with it and the rest of us aren't watching. Regardless of the outcome of this trial, we're watching. Everybody's watching. If I'm watching, they're watching. Something else I want to talk about before we get to the end of the broadcast, because I'm not going to be able to cover everything. Well, I guess I did cover everything. The judge isn't above the law. He's doing things under the color of law. He's asking for a Bivens action. He's actively involved in election interference. Prosecution is nothing but malicious. It doesn't even exist. The case doesn't even exist. They poofed it out of thin air. There's a couple of those. They poofed it out of thin air. We'll talk more about that on Wednesday. But before we get to the end of the broadcast, I did want to make mention of the need to properly instruct the jury. Now, there's talk about they're hoping for that one juror that can hang the juror. The jury is much more powerful than a single person saying, I don't buy it. The jury actually has the power. Our founding fathers, we'll go more into this on Wednesday night as well. Our founding fathers loved the jury. Because the jury of our peers, and we're going to see if it comes up with a jury of peers for Donald Trump. But a jury of our peers is exactly what it was that was necessary for the colonists under British rule. The trial by jury was where the jury can stand up and say, you government prosecutors, you malicious, dirty, bad nasties, this whole law is a sham. Get rid of the law. That's how much power the jury has. That's how much power the jury has. The jury sits with the judicial branch. It's a very powerful chair, very powerful position. It's one of the rare occasions where the properly instructed, the jury will be able to see what's unfolding before them and be able to make informed judgment on the case, not just for the prosecutor or not just for the defendant, but for the people. The jury has a bigger voice than they're being told, and I'm going to ask for a better instruction. I am your host, Leanna Grace. I hope you found value in tonight's interclusion. Yeah, hope you found value in tonight's broadcast or podcast. But people, we love you too. We will be back tomorrow night with Holistic Truth 2-hour broadcast. We'll be increasing the hours and all of the rest and our coverage of topics. And we'll be getting back into the awakening process and bringing more scripture as well. And we'll need more time for that. So we're going to allot for more time for that, and we'll see how Holy Spirit moves and what the Father allows, and we'll see where we end up. Until then, I am your host, Leander Grace, reminding you to, as always, to watch for the signposts, to connect these dots, to find your path, to live in love, and do something good as we learn to forgive. Until next time, good night.